And we begin with Hurricane Isaac, the storm in the Gulf. It's a story of precautions and hypervigilance in New Orleans today. Law enforcement, shelters are up, running the National Guard, all very visible in the Isaac zone today. And that's different from the situation with Katrina exactly 7 years ago. Hurricanes generally force people to leave an area, and there has been a limited number of evacuations ordered in the face of Isaac. It's much more rare when a hurricane brings you to a place. John Letier arrived in New Orleans in the aftermath of Katrina, which hit that city 7 years ago, as I mentioned. The filmmaker and photographer came from Sacramento to film the chaos 2 weeks after the city went underwater. But he never left. He's joining us now from New Orleans. John Letier, welcome to the program.
Hey, it's great to be here.
So this, in a sense, is your first big hurricane in your new home.
Yeah, in a sense, it is. I was here during Gustav in 2008, which was pretty serious and destroyed my home in Baton Rouge. I commute back and forth from Baton Rouge to New Orleans for film. And so this is it's a pretty interesting comparison to Gustav to this.
And, you know, as you know, since you are a transplant to New Orleans, people measure themselves by whether they are recent arrivals, have been around for a while, were born in New Orleans, whether their kinfolk come from New Orleans. To that has all been added since Katrina. Were you here for Katrina?
Yeah, I was here right in the aftermath of Katrina. A few weeks afterwards, I came and began to work with the relief effort. And you're exactly right. I say a Saint Super Bowl and a hurricane, and you become a New Orleanian. Like, you're here forever.
That's incredible. What's the mood like? How are people dealing with this? I mean, certainly the slow-moving quality of this storm and the fact that it was bearing down on New Orleans really for the last 4 days has meant people have seen this coming.
Absolutely, and that's being from California, when there's an earthquake, it just happens, and you have no warning. Whereas here, it's a four-day event. And to see the spirit of the people change and diminish by the time the storm gets here is really remarkable. And that's really what I wanted to capture by taking these photographs and seeing the city just kind of go from, you start out like you just want to fight it and you're not scared of the storm. And then when it finally gets here, everyone's really afraid and really hunkers down and really just bounds together and hopes that it passes as quick as possible.
And that story of binding together is told in the work that you did in the aftermath of Katrina. And we should remind people that you can go to thetakeaway.org. There's a link to the photographic archive of John Letier from his Katrina images. And I presume eventually the images that you're actually assembling right now.
Well, I'm sorry to correct you, but the images right now online are all from Isaac. I've been uploading them live every hour, every 2 hours. Just showing different stories going on in the city.
Oh, that's great.
And from Katrina, when I worked there, I didn't have any photographs then. I mainly worked in the relief side and shot a few things for the news, but didn't do any personal reflection on the city. And when I woke up 3 days ago, the French Quarter has a spirit of it, and all the people here, all the people that make their living off the tourism, are very unique individuals. And I started taking their photographs and seeing how they were reacting to the storm coming. And this one man in particular, who's been here he's 69 years old, and he's a homeless man that lives in the French Quarter, following his story of he was not scared of the storm 3 days ago. And then the day that they took away all of his stuff, his home, and told him he had to evacuate and leave, it really broke his spirit. And you could see that he realized that the storm was going to come. And then I photographed him. He's still sleeping outside. He won't come in. He's still staying in the square right now. And it's just truly amazing.
And it's a story of people bound to a place, to a city, people sort of fearful but also familiar with the elements in a way that people who experience earthquakes in California can't be because it's such a sudden event. Why did you decide to pick up your camera for Isaac? And really, you spent most of your time 7 years ago in Katrina doing the relief effort and not taking pictures. It's astounding to me.
Well, what happened 7 years ago was, you know, when you first get to the city, it was in so much devastation and trouble that you really couldn't take a photo of it. It was harrowing. And you really just wanted to just help and help with in the community level and everything from bringing the government back online to just making sure that people had food. And in this effort, I wasn't there for the leading up to Katrina, whereas in this, the leading up to Isaac has been truly great to watch and be able to photograph. Whereas tomorrow, I'm absolutely prepared to put my camera down and just help out wherever's needed. If that's falling down trees or, you know, getting food to people that need it, or making sure that, you know, just your local community is safe.
One of the things that you've described is the level of chaos that happened in the aftermath of Katrina. And, you know, it's a level of a breakdown of civil order that we've rarely seen in, we've seen not at all in this century and rarely seen in the 20th century. Are there signs even now that you could actually get back to that place in New Orleans, or are people taking precautions to make sure that never happens again?
Well, the mayor of the city did an amazing job, and my hat's off to him. I'm not into politics at all, but every block right now has National Guardsmen or police patrolling it. And they've really, really, really shown their presence and made sure that everyone's safe on the streets and have prevented looting and any petty crime that would go on normally during an event like this. And the mobilization of that force and that amount of people has been truly great. Also, our pump stations are holding, it seems, from the last reports that I saw. And the levees are all holding in the city. So it's really great that they've actually done work that's made sense for the last 7 years.
And the homeless are safe, including your friend who's asleep outside where you are?
You know, I have some photographs of it. The city's built like a fortress in certain places. And there's a lot of places that where he's staying right now in Jackson Square is he's perfectly fine. He's going to be all right.
And so that's the takeaway. People will be all right. There are some overtoppings of levees that we've seen in areas around New Orleans, but so far, so good.
Well, can I really, really clear to say that the biggest thing in New Orleans is the pump stations.
Right.
And that's what happened during Katrina was they left the pump stations. They took all the mayor ordered all the workers out. So the city will naturally flood without the pump stations working. So as long as those are going okay, everything's going to be all right here in New Orleans.
And it's all about how long the storm sticks around and how those pumps keep going. John Letier, photographer and filmmaker, watching Hurricane Isaac coming ashore in New Orleans. Thanks so much, John.
Hey, thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.